Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Us now, my first guest this morning here on Hardline on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line is Josh Hall. He is the president of Local 135L of the United Steelworkers Union. Josh, good morning. I know this has been a relatively rough week for you and your fellow workers at Sumitomo. First off, when did you hear that Sumitomo was closing its doors for good in the town of Tonawanda?
Good morning, Tom. Officially, we heard Thursday morning at about 9 a.m. I was sent a message sometime Wednesday afternoon just stating there was a meeting the next morning. But while we're sitting in the meeting Thursday at 9 a.m., I'm getting pictures of the fences in front of the plants and the website that says the plant is closed already.
That had to be quite the surprise.
Yeah, that's the understatement of the year so far, I'll say. It definitely caught everybody off guard. Nobody seen it coming.
What went through your mind as you heard that?
What's next? I mean, really. We've got so many members there. We're almost 1,200 members and almost 1,500 people total that work there. So that's just a lot of lives that are going to be impacted, and the community in general will be impacted by not having the tax base we used to have. And, you know, with Christmas coming up, it really kind of hits hard for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And the jobs at Sumitomo, these were not your typical minimum wage jobs. These were good paying jobs. These were high paying jobs. These were skilled jobs, correct?
Correct. And they're community sustaining jobs. I mean, minimum wage jobs help the people that have them, but to be really build a community where you're able to pay for firefighters and police and teachers, you need good middle class jobs like these ones were. And it's just a shame that we're losing so many in an area that could really use the help.
And Josh, let me ask you this. The Sumitomo Rubber USA said it issued a WARN notice to all hourly and salaried employees via U.S. Postal Mail on November 7th, with the official termination date for hourly employees being November 11th, coming tomorrow. Adding that the official termination dates for salaried employees are either November 15th or February 15th, depending on required work service as part of shutdown activities, and claiming WARN allows for two options: to give employees 60 and 90 day notices of closure and layoffs required by federal and New York state law, respectively, or to provide employees with 60 days pay. In your mind, was this closure by Sumitomo a violation of the WARN notice in your mind?
It's hard for me to comment on that because I'm not a lawyer. So when you start getting into laws, they have agreed to pay us for the 60 days. I know we have people with the steelworkers legal team that are looking at it to find out if there was any violation or not.
My guest on Hardline this Sunday morning is Josh Hall. He is the president of United Steelworkers Local 135L. We are talking about the sudden closure of the Sumitomo plant in the town of Tonawanda. And the union itself represented these workers. About how many of the workers were represented by the United Steelworkers?
Just under 1,200.
And this was not they go to work and they go home. They did a lot of work for the community, did they not?
Absolutely. Our local has won 2 Jefferson Awards from the International Steelworkers for all the community work that we have done. Our Veterans Committee has purchased 2 dogs for Western New York Heroes for disabled vets. We had a committee that the company, the salaried employees and the union employees worked together for the Ride for United Steelworkers Ride for Charity. Over the last 3 years, I think we've donated $90,000 to Kelly for Kids, and we were about almost a quarter million for Make-A-Wish prior to that, since 2006. Our Women of Steel and our Civil Rights Committee, generally this time of year, they would be doing collections for food drives. Last year, we provided 55 meals for families that needed it on Thanksgiving. We were a big local as far as getting out in the community and trying to help everybody out, trying to raise the tide for everybody.
How much of that will be missing with the closure of the plant?
All of it. I mean, it's going to be tough. Our people might be the ones on the receiving end of some of the charity we were doing in the past. And that's tough to sit here and talk about.
And as you mentioned, the holiday season upon us, a lot of the holiday shopping getting underway, and now the source of income for many of these families gone with the closure of Sumitomo this week. What was the general pay scale for workers at Sumitomo?
The starting wage was over $26 an hour to start, and people got a raise every 6 months. They got a raise for 3 years, and I'd say the average was right around $35 an hour plus benefits, which were excellent.
And all those benefits that they're not going to have, how much help has there been as far as helping these workers who have lost their jobs find new jobs at the competitive rates they were seeing at Sumitomo?
I don't think we're going to find anything in the competitive rates area. I mean, we've had community being fantastic in this, reaching out with letting us know about different opportunities in the area, but to try and replace the wages is going to be tough. Luckily, by contract, we get we 60 days for health care under the Warren Act, and then our contract allows for another year if in the event of a plant closure. So at least the benefit part of it, people will be okay for a little while, but when that runs out, it's a different story.
And what kind of jobs are your fellow members have begun to seek right now here in Buffalo?
It's so early now that everyone's still trying to get their feet under them. The Department of Labor is workforce development is putting together a job fair for our members specifically, and a website for our members that will help put everything in a centralized location, so they would be able to go there and find something. Skilled trades definitely has the advantage here, where everybody in the area is looking for skilled trades, but that's such a small percentage of our members right now.
My guest right now on Hardline is Josh Hall, president of Local 135L of the United Steelworkers. As we look back on the Sumitomo closure in the town of Tonawanda on Tuesday, Josh, I must ask, the results of the presidential election this past Tuesday, Donald Trump won the presidential election, and he had said that he was going to be putting tariffs on products brought into the United States from overseas. Sumitomo may have been affected by those tariffs. How much of a factor do you think that may have played in the closure of the Sumitomo plant? It really was 2 days after the election results.
Yeah, I don't think that had any effect either way. I think it's just more coincidence than anything. I think if he was putting tariffs on that were going to help us, it would have kept the plant open as far as bringing stuff in, because we were the only manufacturing facility they had on this site in America.
And had you heard anything as far as possible problems Sumitomo was having financially?
It had been a topic where they had mentioned that they were losing money, but they've come to us to help them with all of their problems in the past that they were having. Like when New York State added in sick days, the 7 sick days a year that people are allowed to take, when that happened, they came to us and asked us to agree to mandatory overtime. So we actually went into a contract negotiation a year before that current contract was going to expire to add in mandatory overtime, because we knew that they needed the help on that with the sick days being thrown on us. And then when the New York State Heat Act was going around Capitol Hill in Albany, Capitol in Albany, that we went up there and we lobbied against the Heat Act with them. We had a group of people got together. All of our local politicians were with us, backing us on opposing the Heat Act. So every time that they had problems like that, they came to us, asked us to help. We did help, and here we were never even given a chance to help. They never asked for any concessions, which obviously we would have been willing to listen to them and work with them to try and keep the jobs in Western New York. But that was never even an ask, and I'm sorry, we're just a little blindsided still.
Understood. Had to be very heartbreaking for the workers and their families. Retired pensions. What happens to the pension plan now that Sumitomo is closing?
The retirees will all be fine. Their pensions are all guaranteed. The pension plan is well funded at this point, so they will all be fine. They shouldn't see any change to what they've been receiving.
All right, that should be good news for those and the workers currently working. Their pensions will theirs not be affected down the road as well?
Correct. When they're pension eligible, their money will be there. It's like I said, it's very well funded.
Josh Hall is my guest this portion of Hardline. He is the president of Local 135L, talking about the Sumitomo closure. You have said that you have gone to the union. You've gone to the company. The union has been willing to negotiate to try and keep things operational. And you never got the opportunity to do that to save the facility from closure. What goes through your mind when you hear about this? What did Sumitomo say to you or your fellow union members when this was shut down?
They told us that they were shutting the plant down. We demanded the right to bargain the decision of the closing, and they have repeatedly said that they weren't interested in negotiating that part of it.
And that just had to hurt. The 1,200 workers, they're going to be job fairs here. How much could these job fairs help employees get back on their feet after, really, as you said, being blindsided?
Everyone's going to have to find a job, so any job at the beginning will help. And then hopefully as time goes on, they can move up into better paying jobs, or hopefully people find their next career now. Every one of us went into this plant thinking that this was going to be a place to retire from. I've had family in that plant since the 60s that have worked there, my father, my uncles, my aunt, and my brother-in-law and uncle still work there now, or did work there now. So it's just, you think you have a career in a place you're going to retire from, and to have a rug pulled out kind of hurts.
Josh, the skill set that these employees, union members, had at Sumitomo, for possible employers listening to Hardline this morning, what skill set could these workers be qualified to do for different lines of work that employers may be looking for, maybe not necessarily making tires?
Any manufacturing our guys would be great for. Guys and girls would be great for. There's so many different variations of jobs within the plant that people move around to. So they're all very well trained. They're highly skilled at all manufacturing. They know how to operate machinery. Taking someone who's been around machinery before, and we've seen it from when new hires came into the plant. You can tell the people that have been around machinery and operate large machinery like that, and it really is a leg up and gets that training process going a lot faster as opposed to somebody who hasn't worked in a manufacturing facility to go into one. It's much quicker transition. Plus, we have welders, pipe fitters, electricians, mechanics, boiler house operators. So we've got the full spectrum between skilled trades and production.
We talked to workers earlier in the week and said this was like a family. How did that atmosphere resonate with you, that this was a family at Sumitomo?
It's tough when you know that there's some people you're not going to see anymore. You have people that I've been there 25 years. Like 3 weeks ago, it was 25 years for me, so I've made a lot of good friends that are family now. And sometimes people drift apart. People are going to move out of the area. I already have very good friends that are talking about moving south. It's just, you never know what's going to cause. Stuff like this is going to cause. People are going to have health issues because of it, because of worrying about the future. It's just, it's tough to think about.
Has the thought of having to move out of Western New York come to your mind in the last few days, Josh?
No, not personally. I'm here for the long haul. I still have all my families here, so I'll dust myself off when this is done and find someplace else to work here.
Have you heard from potential employers about any interest for you? Have you been going to other possible employers?
I have not even looked. My goals right now are just to start negotiating this coming week the best possible packages I can get from our members so that they have the softest landing possible.
And what would that entail if you're at liberty to share?
It's just working on severance packages. Any details of it are still unknown.
How hopeful are you that that can be negotiated fairly and quickly?
Quickly, I don't know about fairly. We're going to do everything we can in our power to give them the best possible landing spot. So what that looks like at this point, it's way too early to tell. We have some guys and girls that'll be able to retire, at least take a retirement, which should help. They might still have to find another job, depending on how long they've been there, but there are some options for retirement. We have a lot of people, maybe 150 or so, that are over 30 years, so they'll be able to take their retirement and keep working.
How likely do you think we will see a place like Sumitomo come back to Western New York again?
I think it is unlikely to talk about a job that pays what ours paid and the scope of the building. We're talking a plant that's 2 million square feet, and it's a 1,500 people working there. That's quite the operation to just someone else to move here.
Has the era of manufacturing in your mind passed Western New York by?
I don't think so. It's the plants that are here generally have been doing well, and most of the unions are very active politically to try and make the connections, to have the help that, like when we're working on the HEAT Act, we had a lot of the politicians locally, both sides of the aisle, that were really there to help us as far as knowing what it meant to manufacturing. Western New York, the politicians are pretty dialed in as far as what manufacturing means to our area, where some areas aren't so lucky.
And last thought here, we saw a text here that GM is looking for trade people to work at their powertrain plant. How likely could that transition be for your workers? How quickly could that happen?
We're telling guys to apply right away. Anybody that, especially skilled trades, because they're the ones that are in the most demand right now, that everybody's been reaching out for our skilled trades people. So they can start right away. They don't have to wait till their warrant payment's end or anything like that.
And I guess the last question I've got here, the Industrial Development Agency had helped Sumitomo with two sets of incentives to keep going here. How sad was that to hear that this was happening, this closure was happening, despite of all the improvements that were happening there?
Yeah, it's extremely tough, especially when you help them arrange those tax breaks. The unions were heavily involved with helping them get those tax breaks from the ECIDA, and then to have them shut down anyways, it's tough. I hope the county can claw back all of that money.
All right. Josh Hall, thanks for joining us this morning on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line.
I appreciate the time. Thank you.
My pleasure. That is Josh Hall, president of USW, United Steelworkers Local 136L, on the closure of the Sumitomo plant in the town of Tonawanda earlier this week. After the break in the news with Neil McManus, I'll have the pleasure of speaking with Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz as we continue with Hardline this Sunday morning. I'm Tom Puckett in for Joe Beamer. This is News Radio 930 WBEN.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.